For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Cop on Fire by Don Pendleton. Chapter 1. Death is unlovely, sure, but life is sometimes even more so. And I've known crimes against the spirit far more terrible in their total effect than any trespass upon mere flesh. Crime is my business, you see. And every time I reach the point where I think I've seen it all, something new comes along to confound and stupefy the professional senses. But I'm ahead of myself already. My name really is Joe Kopp. I'm licensed by the state of California as a private investigator. I was a public cop for 18 years, and I did it all. Robbery, narcotics, vice, homicide, name it. It's an unlovely life, but I guess it's all I ever really wanted to do with mine. So, by that standard, I'm a successful and contented man. Most of the time. I have my ups and downs, like anyone else. By and large, I'm okay. I do like it better since I've been calling my own shots. I lost all the financial security when I went private, of course. But some things are just more important than financial security. Like freedom, for example. I take my freedom seriously, and I came to the realization long ago that you just cannot get freedom and security together in most packages. So I'm a private cop now. I answer only to myself and my own conscience. I've got one of those, sure, and I try to let it be my guide. Sometimes I screw it up, but never on purpose. Well, hardly ever. And I don't take every job that comes along. Don't work for divorce lawyers or ambulance chasers. And I don't do routine insurance investigations or skip tracing. Right away there, I've eliminated the beans and potatoes work that keeps most private cops in business. But I'm not in this for beans and potatoes. I prefer criminal cases. That kind of work usually comes to me through criminal lawyers, public defenders, and the like, operating on limited budgets, so it's not particularly lucrative. So I guess I'm not really working for the money, am I? Work for the work, and for the luxury of picking my own. There are other moments, of course, when I snarl at myself and lecture myself to be more financially responsible. These tend to be weak moments. Financially threatening moments, like, you mean the rent is due again already? It was, and the bank account was nearly flat, and I was snarling at myself for being so damn self-righteous when that stretch limousine drove into view. Now, you need to get a mental picture of this. I share this small business complex in the San Gabriel Valley with a barber, a beautician, a realtor, an accountant, a dress shop, and several other small-time businesses, all at ground level. We have a 7-Eleven store at one entrance and a gas station at the other. It's that kind of place. You know what I mean. Neither uptown nor downtown. It's no town. 25 minutes east of the L.A. Civic Center. And the only real winner there is the landlord, because most of the tenants are hanging on to the leases by their fingernails, just like me. So, into this scene of quiet desperation now, let us roll a stretch limousine, a gleamingly white Lincoln about 24 feet long, with tinted windows and a uniformed chauffeur. It is mid-afternoon, and the 7-Eleven area is alive with kids who congregate and dawdle there on weekends, en route between school and home. I have nothing against kids, as long as they are a respectful minority among adults. But I get a bit nervous in social situations where they outnumber us on our own turf. So on afternoons like that one, I spend a lot of time at my office window where I can keep an eye on the little darlings as they spill into my parking area with their Slurpees and quart-sized Cokes and what have you. Which is why I spotted the limousine coming in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?